the reason these things have happened, and they were truly horrible in the United States, is not because these young men envied the modernity of the United States, but because throughout the world, it's not just the Muslim world, it's in India, it's in Africa, there is a perception that this colonialism is totally heartless. At least the previous colonialism under which I grew up, they did do a few good things. You know, they gave us lavatories and schools and thought it their business to be a little nice to us, whereas this colonialism is totally brutal.
Should we impose, Yasmin, or seek to impose Western ideas of democracy and women's rights and so on countries like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan?
I don't think of those as Western rights at all. I think that's the mistake. The West has its many problems of inequality and injustice. I do think of them as human rights. And if you do think of a kind of template of universal human rights, which are to do with equality, which are to do with justice, democracy, fairness, and so on, I think we should encourage this.
How do we encourage?
I think we should intervene. I mean, I'm not a non-interventionist, but I don't like the kind of sanctimonious and dishonest interventionism that we sometimes get from the West. I think there is an absolute case that we're, like in Afghanistan, and I've been writing a lot. I mean, it's sad that, you know, the lot of Afghanis only got discovered on the 11th of September. Until then, we totally ignored their plight, really. I think that for the people of Afghanistan, and I have a lot of friends who are Afghani who live here in Pakistan, it is absolutely correct for anything that will change their lives and give them more human rights. What they don't want, thank you very much, is the right to have McDonald's. And it is fusing those two that's causing the confusion.
John, should we intervene to improve human rights in some of the countries we're talking about?
It's your use of we in all these questions, which is very common. Who's we? I mean, the assumption in that is that we have a kind of superior role. As far as intervention is concerned, we are intervening. We're subsidizing the state of Israel and denying the Palestinian people the homeland that they have a right to. We're refusing to impose the United Nations Security Council resolution in 1967, which called on Israel to return to its pre-67 borders. We're imposing our will with a medieval embargo on Iraq. We are now bombing innocent people. The intervention is relentless, and you're asking for more.